on campus
and online.
This is URN The Pulse.
US facilities around the world have stepped up security to brace themselves for reactions to the Senate report that will be released to the public later today. The report contains details of interrogation methods amounting to torture, including waterboarding, which were used by the CIA against suspected terrorists. Ed Miliband has stated that a future Labour government will pass a law to ensure that 16 and 17-year-olds are able to vote in elections. This pledge comes from the aftermath of the Scottish referendum, in which 16-year-olds and over took part in a turnout of 84%. An advert by the animal rights group PETA has been removed following complaints that it was misogynistic. The sign outside Nottingham County Football Club Stadium advised "Don't swallow, ditch dairy," accompanied by a sexually suggestive picture. The pop group London Grammar and pop polar explorer Adrian Hayes are among the graduates being honoured by the University of Nottingham. The Alumni Laureate Awards 2014 are a testament to the excellence achieved by graduates in various fields. The radio DJ Neil Fox has been arrested over three new alleged sexual assaults. Two of the supposed assaults date back to the 1990s, and Mr. Fox strenuously denies the allegations. Manchester United climbed to third place in the Premier League after Robin van Persie's brace gave them a victory over Southampton. The club's return to the top three for the first time since August 2013 will raise hopes that they may remain there until the end of the season. The weather today will remain cold with clouds increasing throughout the morning. Later in the day, things will become milder but increasingly windy with outbreaks of rain. That's all for the news that matters to you on URN. The time is now 29 minutes to 1.